Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. I know it comes as a shock, the idea that there's a live radio program out there on a Sunday evening for you to call in. That's the these days in radio, you only get to hear live programming during the day, on a weekday. But no, no. Free Talk Live, we're here for you. 855-453. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want, but in the meantime, of course, we're going to pick up the ball and run with it. And I got a chain email this week. And
these are never good.
I got to say, you know, one thing about a chain email, I've never gotten a Democrat chain email. They've all been conservative chain emails. Now, there must be out there somewhere the sort of ill-informed, fact-checked chain emails that come from Democrats. But I think it's just... I guess that part just kind of amuses me. It seems like the conservatives...
They have change.org. Why do they need a chain email?
They don't need it, right?
I don't know. A lot of times I think most of these chain emails aren't well-researched. Like, there was that one going around about Mr. Rogers was a sniper or something in the Marines, which
I
was
love that one, though. I mean, that really great. Amuses me.
I must
the
have
idea
missed the memo. What did that one say?
Okay, well, something to the effect that... what is Mr. Rogers' name?
I can't think of it.
His name slipping my mind.
Right.
Gene...
But he,
it's not Gene.
Yeah, anyway, but he essentially was like some kind of war hero in the Korea. I think in the, not that the Korean War is a war anymore, now it's the Korean conflict. And that he, you know, he was some kind of like, you know, really tough guy sniper or something. And it just wasn't true. But, you know, actually, real quick, what I find funny is that the one person who actually was a sniper that you'd probably never believe is Dr. Ruth.
What? Yeah, she was in the Israeli army, right?
Was a sniper in the Israeli army. Yeah.
Can you picture that?
She, just this tough little woman, you know, little Jew running out there.
She really is something. There's no doubt about it.
Amazing woman. I love her.
I think that the chain email about Mr. Rogers there was, it was just believable.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it had so much as far as legs went, is that people could believe that somebody could take the patriotic job of being a sniper and then switch over to being a person, you know, who
well, he was
kids.
Very methodical with putting his shoes on, I have to agree.
Yeah. Indeed. So, you know, I think that chain emails are interesting a lot of times, but you really, really, really have to check your facts when it comes to these chain emails.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's just go straight to the phones before I read this chain email. I know you're waiting.
It's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, indeed it is. Let's just go ahead and take Dave from Ohio. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening. I was good to see you guys at Keenvention the other day. It was a great
convention. Well,
thanks. Great to see you, too.
Yeah, it was
great. I guess you made it back home okay.
I made it back home fine. Doing a little thinking along the way, though. And I had talked to a lot of people there. It was great to meet everybody in person. Everybody's a little bit different in person than they are, for instance, on a radio show or on a blog or something
like Mark's
that.
Yeah, Mark's a lot uglier in person.
Mark is fine. The most famous person I met there was the famous Jack.
Ah, yes, my son was there, indeed.
Yes. And I did do a lot of thinking, and I had talked to a couple people. There were some things that I wasn't sure it was the right time to talk about, but after thinking things over, you know, there were a couple of types of activism that weren't really addressed at Keenvention.
Okay. Tell me these other types of activism.
Well, one of them is kind of the activism of, you know, having a picnic in the park for people who need food or taking turkeys to them on Thanksgiving. All of these things have been happening, Keene, Manchester, someplace like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just really taking care of animal activism, for instance, you know, in shelters for homeless animals, things like that. These are activism. I know they were in my case, but there's another one, and it's probably not known as well, and it's probably not talked about very much, and I can understand why. I would like to tell you a story, and I must say I'm a little bit nervous here.
Okay.
It's okay.
This came from August 8th of 1998. I had to look up the actual date. It was in Warren, Ohio, and it was a Ku Klux Klan rally that was taking place, and I had attended. I was very curious as to how things were going to go. And I got there about an hour early and went through the rally and, you know, went home after it was all over. But something happened at that rally, or after it, actually. And when I, sitting around the table talking with my parents and my siblings about, you know, what I had seen there and what I had experienced, I found that I could not talk about this particular experience. And it has been 15 years, and I'm only now, this is the first time that I've been able to talk about it. And
wow.
I think I wanted to do it with you guys because I think you guys might understand, and all the liberty activists might actually understand.
Thank you for sharing that with us. It sounds like it's been a while. So,
it has
yeah, please
been.
Go on.
And we got finished with the rally and the police, and there were probably 100 police or more at this rally. And we were all directed to be out of the area within 15 minutes. And so I walked down to the parking lot with my car. And, you know, police, of course, were there. And they were just, if you did anything, if you smiled wrong, they were taking you in. And I was walking to my car, and I suddenly heard just a terrifying scream behind me. And that was followed by some pretty heavy sobbing, and I turned, and I saw this young girl run past me. And she was the one who had screamed, and right behind her was a mounted cop with a horse running after this young girl. I'm sorry, I'm shaking.
That's okay.
I stepped between the girl and the horse, and the horse tried to go around me, and the rider was having some difficulty in controlling the horse, and finally they came to a stop not too far from me, but not before I had moved off maybe one step, and I had my hands up ready to pull the cop off of the horse. Within just seconds, a group of young men, and they looked like young Republicans, ties and, you know, suits and everything, came over, and they said, "It's all right, we got it on tape. Are you all right?" And a second team came up, and they both agreed they had both gotten it on tape. And then one of them looked at me and said, "You looked like you were going to pull him off that horse." And I said, "I would have if he had continued." And by this time, I had been, you know, scanning the crowd, and I had seen the young girl, and I walked down, walked pretty fast down. There were two other people down there, three maybe. She was up against a wall, as if she was trying to walk through the wall, still running away, and pacing back and forth very quickly. And when these guys saw me come down, they said, "We think she's going to be okay, but she's very afraid." And at some point, her mother walked down, and she was, of course, yelling at us to leave her daughter alone. Quit bothering the daughter. Quit bothering my girl, you know, that kind of thing. And when the girl saw the mother, she, of course, ran over to her.
Dave, you're going to have to hold it. Hold it here. We'll bring it back in just a moment. 855-453.
Ken Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here. And Free Talk Live, we've been doing this show for, my goodness, I think it's been over 10 years.
Over 10 years,
yeah. Yeah, and in that amount of time, we've won the PodcastAwards.com Best Political Podcast Award five times. There have been some years where we didn't try. There have been some years where we did try and we failed. And there have been 5 years where we won. And that makes us the winningest podcast, I believe, in podcastawards.com's history. I think. I'm pretty sure. We certainly were at one point.
If it's not, don't tell us.
You're right.
Well, keep saying that.
please tell me if I'm incorrect. I'd like to know who's second. Anyway, podcastawards.com. You can go there. The you can vote for us, and you can do it daily at podcastawards.com. And we really appreciate it. We use this award to let program directors and business people that might advertise on the show know that Free Talk Live is not some little tiny concern out there that we're something that people listen to. So go check it out. Please do vote for us under the political section, news and politics, at podcastawards.com. Now, we were talking with Dave from Youngstown here just a few moments ago, and he was telling us a story from, I think it was 1998, in Warren, Ohio, when a Klan rally came to town.
Yeah, so Dave, you were saying, if I understand it correctly, that you went to this Klan rally. And I'm curious why you wanted to go, but maybe you can tell us about that in a moment. And you were leaving. Cops were out. They were arresting people left and right. A little girl ran past you screaming and crying, and she was being followed by a mounted cop on a horse. And you attempted to intervene, and eventually some people came around who were filming this whole thing and said, "Don't worry, we got it on film." The girl reunited with her mother, and her mother said, "Leave her alone."
How little was this little girl?
I think we learned later she was about 12 years old.
Okay.
When the mother came down and she was yelling, and the girl finally went to her mother, of course, as soon as she could, and they started to walk away, and the mother said, "Have they hurt you? Have they hurt you? Are you okay?" And the girl turned to her mother and said, "Yes, I'm okay. They saved me." And the mother kind of looked at, there was the three or four of us down there.
Mm.
And those of us who had taken part in this whole thing. And then the mother changed her expression entirely, and I think she asked the girl, "What did you say?" And the girl repeated, "They saved me." And the mother turned back to us and said, "Thank you," and they walked away.
Mm.
This whole incident, I will never, ever, ever forget that scream or the sobbing of that little girl.
So why do you think the police officer was chasing her?
Well, we found out later. And I will never forget her saying, "They saved me," and the mother saying, "Thank you." And I'm not sure why I could not speak it. I've actually written in chat here a little over a year ago. I told this story, but it was in chat, and it was in words on a screen, and I did not tell anyone about the absolute horror of what was going on. At least that's the way I felt at the time. We had been told to leave the area, go directly to your cars, and, you know, get out, go away. Well, this girl had gone to her cars, and she was waiting for her mother. She was standing by the car. The cop was trying to clear the area and told her that she couldn't just stand around. She had to get out. She had to go to her car and get out, and she was there already. Her mother was not there yet. And so the cop tried to chase her out of the area, even though she was supposed to be there. And how can these guys run down the innocents? How can they do that? And I have heard of other instances where other people have done the same thing that I did, that those other people did. Do you think that little girl will ever forget what happened? Do you think she will ever forget that there were people there to help her?
Oh, it sounds really terrifying.
Yeah. And do you think when she grew up a little bit more and she heard about liberty, she thought about what had happened back then. You know that little girl, because somebody helped her out, she's probably a liberty person today. She'd be like 27. And she, I have no doubt that she is one of the liberty people now. I never saw her again. I never heard from her again.
I hope you're right, Dave. I mean, I think that it's these circumstances that many of us come to the ideas of liberty after having dealt with a, you know, sort of an unfeeling government bureaucracy. Now, I can't say what that police officer was thinking at the time. No doubt, you know, he felt like he was doing the right thing or whatever.
Actually, I can tell you that when I walked back up in that direction where I first encountered the horse, that he was off his horse. He had a cop on either side of him, and they were escorting him away. Nobody that was there ever heard anything more about it. None of us were arrested.
Interesting. So you think they arrested him?
I don't know. He was yelling about how they were filming him, and he told me to get out of his way, and I wouldn't do it. And they were trying to, you know, calm him down and things like that. And this was 15 years ago. You know, the cops weren't the same as they are today. But, you know, I know of other people who have done similar things. There are those of us who kind of, you know, go along with everything, keep our noses clean, but we are out there. And if we make too much of it, they will come and get us. This happened 15 years ago. And
so you think that they would still come after you if they found out that you did this to the police officer?
Not now. Okay. It's too long. It's too long, and that's the only reason I can talk about it now. But I just want people to know that while the activism that was highlighted at Keenvention was, you know, is kind of the usual stuff that we hear about on Free Talk Live and several other shows, there are other types of activism that are going on all the time. And I want to read you something. This is an article in Wikipedia, and I'm going to leave out the name of the article for now.
You're going to have to call us back with the article on next Sunday or something like that, because we've got to take other calls, okay?
Okay.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Your calls, if you make them. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100-by-100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work, and the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is that you comes to mind here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. We just had a call from Dave in Ohio telling about an emotional story he had and dealing with a situation with a police officer that he felt was stepping out of the line of duty. We were talking about chain emails, and a particular chain email that I got this week. And, you know, like I said before, these chain emails tend to not come around, it seems to me. I've never seen a chain email that's come from sort of the liberal side. I don't know why it is that they don't use the method of chain emails to get people's attention.
What about chain letters? Do you remember when you used to get chain letters in the mail?
I've heard about them, but no, I don't think I ever got one I didn't. I don't think we ever got one.
I remember I was too young, or maybe I did get a few, but like real early, like back in the late 80s, early 90s, let's say.
Okay.
I remember some of them that mostly they would be like silly, superstitious things like, if you don't send this to 10 people, you'll die. You know, somehow I made it to 2013, and yeah. I don't think I sent it to 10 people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I used to get stuff like that, not political stuff, but maybe it was just because I was a little kid.
Every time I've never seen I never got one as a little kid, but every time I see on Facebook, repost this and you'll have good luck or something like that, and I see that on my news feed from one of my friends, I hover over them, imagining clicking to unfriend them, and certainly have. I mean, you know, you're not getting luck out of a Facebook post, sorry. Jesus doesn't love you a little more because you just posted on the Facebook thing. Sorry.
Yeah, his name isn't even
if
Jesus.
If only it were that easy.
Right.
Yeah, to have good luck.
So, anyway, I got this one, and I think that It's kind of interesting, this this chain email that I got here, because it is callous as it could be. It's rude, but I don't think I disagree with very much of it, other than believe none of the facts.
We're going to offend people.
I believe none of the facts. Okay, so I got this in from a neighbor in my town, and it's entitled... If you can't fix it with a hammer, you've got an electrical problem, which has nothing to do with the contents of the email.
Wow.
And it claims to be written by a 21-year-old female, and I'm assuming they're talking about a female human, and they really don't give much else about her except that she's being forced to live in a world of social welfare, big government, and this is how she feels about it, and her uncommon sense surrounding it.
This sounds really plausible. I mean, this sounds like it happens all the time.
Yeah, totally believable, 21-year-old.
I didn't check this, but it claims that it was posted in the Waco Tribune Herald in Waco, Texas. I also... don't believe that.
See, this reeks to high heaven already.
If it states a fact in a chain email, I immediately assume it's just false. that's where you should start with these things.
Have you tried looking this up on Snopes.com?
No, you can go right ahead.
Yeah, I think I will. I'll do some research on it.
Waco Herald Tribune there, and check them out on Snopes.
Yeah, type in 21-year-old Republican woman and see if that comes up as legit.
There are no 21-year-old women who are Republicans.
So, now let's not forget that Snopes is a liberal plot. You know, I mean, that's what you'll get if you Snope something.
Right. Of course.
And I don't know what
you've been playing both sides.
It's a grand conspiracy. grand left-wing conspiracy.
So going on here, she says, put me in charge. Now, this should have been the title of the email. It may very well have been at one point before it was sent to me. Says, put me in charge of food stamps. I'll get rid of Lone Star cards, which I assume are these, EBT cards or whatever.
In Texas or something?
Yes, okay. Yes, definitely.
Oh, right, it's in Waco. Duh.
No cash.
See, well, that's believable.
Part is believable.
They got that straight.
But this is just an opinion. I'll get rid of Lone Star cards if I get put in charge. So,
21-year-old girls are usually so politically active that they know the ins and outs of the welfare system in their state.
That's what makes her, that's what makes her, gives credence to the email, right?
Right.
This wasn't written by some old fat white guy.
This is porn for conservatives, okay?
Yes.
Absolute porn.
I think that's
exactly
what it is.
You mean there's a 21-year-old Texan woman that actually believes that all these social programs are bad? Oh, my God.
There could be. So going on, she says, no more cash for ding-dongs or ho-hos, just money for 50-pound bags of rice and beans, blocks of cheese, and all the powdered milk you can haul away.
Ah, yes, the government cheese.
If you want a steak and frozen pizza, then get a job. Now, I'm not sure frozen pizza is exactly going out on a limb on this one, by the way. I mean, you're not talking about some huge amount of... I mean, it's 14 minutes in the stove, probably less than that if you could fit it in a microwave. I don't know. I've never made a frozen pizza in a microwave.
If you're that poor, can you afford a microwave or a stove?
Yes. Most poor people in the United States have stoves and microwaves.
Yep. Okay.
Some of them are homeless, no doubt about it. But anyway, usually they're not living in... I don't know how many homeless people actually get the EBT cards, right? Like, a lot of those people have so many problems that they really can't even get that far along.
Yeah.
So anyway, she says, if you want a steak or a frozen pizza, get a job. She's... By the way, this job thing repeats. So she says, put me in charge of Medicaid. The first thing I'd do is to get women Norplant birth control implants or tubal ligations.
Oh, my. She's even got the euthanasia part down.
That's eugenics.
Eugenics, yeah. Excuse me. Wow.
Then we'll test the recipients for drugs, alcohol, and nicotine. If you want to reproduce or use drugs, alcohol, or smoke, then get a job.
You got to be as pure as the driven snow.
Got to be a good Christian, too.
Now, they did do this in Florida. They passed some rule, some drug test rule for people on welfare. It was a monumental failure that
it cost more than
millions, tens of millions of dollars to the taxpayers of Florida, because apparently either A, the people who are getting welfare don't do drugs, or B, they can beat the drug tests. And I don't care which one it is. The fact that you thought that the government could catch people on drugs is the reason that you're paying for this, tens of millions of dollars. Because, yes, you already knew the government wasn't efficient, so why did you think it would be efficient in dealing with people, testing people on drugs? So, I do feel like if you're going to take government welfare, you probably shouldn't be buying beer or cigarettes or a variety of other things with your money. You should be trying to get out of that hole. So I tend to not disagree with that. I think that having children is a right, but once you're getting money from the government, rights kind of go out the window. You know
well,
what I mean?
This is something I've actually... I mean, I have a lot I want to say about this email already.
Go right ahead.
But I want to touch on this quickly.
We got all night, man.
One of the original things that really did tick me off is like the idea of WIC. Because when you're accepting WIC, which is for pregnant, pregnant
women, infants, and children.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
WIC.
And when you're collecting that, you are just straight up admitting that you are bringing a child into this world and you can't take care of it. You're just coming at now. But with that said, I want to say this, is that if this email, let's say it was legit, lock this person up because you're starting off with the problem of social welfare and of people being hungry as the problems in the world. Now, the problems in the world are that people are getting blown away in mass numbers all over the place because of military intervention. The last thing I'm worried about as far as government largesse are social programs and social welfare. This is the last thing. I
tend to feel similarly, yeah. And Republicans will often use the military as their own welfare program. As long as you join the military, you'll be fine. We'll pay for you in that way. And that you're certainly pointing out the hypocrisy in sort of the Republican line. Now, at no point do they make positive statements about the military in this.
Well, that's good.
It's just one of those situations where they're kind of going after social welfare programs. And I tend to feel similarly that one looks just nasty, advocating for small government in one area, and but advocating for big government in another area, which is essentially what governments do, or what Republicans do when they are against social welfare programs or for the military.
I have a debunking up in moments.
Oh boy, she isn't 21, is she?
I thought this sounded like it was written by a frustrated old man.
Yes. That's what I thought too. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? BitQuick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. BitQuick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to BitQuick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. BitQuick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit BitQuick.co and get your Bitcoin. BitQuick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years.
freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes, and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. And I want to tell you about, you know, Bitcoins, they've been going kind of crazy over the last couple of days.
They are drunk.
Now, if I were a 21-year-old girl who got it, I would want some Bitcoins.
Right.
That's how you can tell they really get it.
I need Bitcoins and a tubal ligation. Let's go.
Oh, God.
So Bitcoin shot up to like $400 on BitcoinAverage.com. There's all kinds of exchanges for Bitcoin, so it's difficult to say what a Bitcoin's worth at any one time. I like BitcoinAverage.com. You can
Same
pick your own. It's kind of a faith-based operation. Everybody's got their denomination as far as these things go.
Hey, a Bitcoin is worth whatever the buyer is willing to pay for it.
No, that's sit back down there, Lysander.
But you know something good? If you use an app like blockchain.info, if you use their wallet, it actually, like, they have the set value, so you don't have to waste all the time kind of looking around. You know what I mean? Like, how much is this worth when I do this transaction?
That's one of the nice things about blockchain.info's app is that they do have the amount built right in for you. So if I want to send Stephanie, say, $80 for whatever reason, all I have to do is type in $80 in the sort of the U.S. dollar section. It converts it based on a rolling 24-hour average, and I'm not sure which exchange they use for it, but it's good enough for me. Because
They do good math.
I mean, it's fine.
Blockchain.info keeps an eye on, like, the entire blockchain, so as far as trusting somebody, can't get much better than that.
Go get the best online wallet available to you, and it's available free. That doesn't mean it's the best free one. It's the best online wallet available to you free. Blockchain.info. And, it's really, really awesome. So getting back to my chain email here. Apparently, you're claiming that the 21-year-old Texan girl that this email was from which this email was forwarded isn't real?
Well,
now,
sorry.
You know, I didn't Snopes this because I didn't. I smelled the bull crap a mile away anyway.
The aroma was thick.
Yeah,
so young Republicans do exist, but they are not female. They are males and they wear ties. And anyway, so I've got an article here that says it's called Fact Check, Rant on Welfare Abuse Hits Home with Internet Admirers. And this is from the Mayport Mirror, a Jacksonville, Florida newspaper. So somebody wrote in, Times Union readers want to know. An email I received recounts this letter by a 21-year-old female that was published in the Waco, Texas newspaper. The email starts off, put me in charge of food stamps. I'd get rid of Lone Star cards. No cash for ding-dongs or ho-hos, etc. Yes, the letter was published, says the Jacksonville newspaper. Yes, the letter was published in the November 18th, 2010 edition of the Waco Herald Tribune.
Wow, there's a fact in here.
There is a fact. There's a fact. But it wasn't written by a 21-year-old female. Just the opposite. Alfred W.
What is the opposite of a 21-year-old female?
Well, Alfred W. Evans, a 56-year-old resident of Gatesville, Texas, wrote the letter. Or wrote the letter to the editor, hoping to get others incensed about welfare abuse. What he didn't expect, according to the interview with him in the Tribune Herald in November 2012, was that the letter would be emailed across the country and become an internet phenomenon. I don't want attention, Evans told... Wait, I got to do my Texas... I don't want attention, Evans told the newspaper.
Massachusetts, Texas. Yeah.
I just want people to stop and think.
Thanks.
Evans said he decided to write the letter after witnessing something in the grocery store. A woman, accompanied by a group of children, quote, almost emptied out the meat counter, he told the newspaper. then paid for her purchase with a Lone Star card, which acts like a debit card for food stamps. The woman paid for other items, mostly junk food that isn't covered by the Lone Star card, with bills from a large wad of cash, Evans said. After walking into the parking lot, he became even more angry. The woman loaded her groceries into a Chevrolet Suburban with specialty wheel rims, he said. I got into my 10-year-old Ford F-150 truck and thought, I just paid for everything she put in her truck, Evans said.
Now, look, I can totally understand how somebody feels in these circumstances, because the fact is you can do pretty well using if you choose to use these social welfare programs. I've seen, I think it's 35 states, this is close to a fact as I got here for you, that you can make more by being on assistance than you can by having a minimum wage job.
Wow.
And that you can make $35,000 a year here in New Hampshire through taking advantage of all the assistance. And I suppose you have to have a uterus to do that. And in order to, you know, to do it. But
you might also have to have kids.
Well, you have to use the uterus. Honey, you just can't have a uterus. You
that's
gotta
not
use
good
it.
Enough. I see. Yeah.
Some of us can't do that, okay?
I mean, it pretty much, like, okay, so sociologically speaking, having children young and single is pretty much one of the worst things that you can do for yourself financially.
Yeah,
especially
it's really awful.
Before age 20.
Psychologically.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's going to affect your life in a lot of different ways. So, you know, it's not like people... I don't think people consciously choose and say, oh, I think I'm going to have myself a kid so I can get paid by the government. You know, usually there's probably...
How many people do you think don't do that out of as a percentage? Because I'm sure...
The first
you
time?
You can't say that... You
no,
well,
they're
the
probably just
time?
Not thinking about it.
But what happens if you get the check and you're like, oh, my goodness, the checks dry up after my kids get to be two?
Right. Or you're like, well, if I have more kids, then I can get more checks. I mean, there certainly are people out there like that.
Those are perverse incentives, right? Like, you know, keep having kids, we'll keep giving you checks.
Of course, yeah. I just don't... I mean, I think it's kind of important because it's really easy to sound very callous, you know,
yeah.
when you talk about
it
this.
It is.
So
yeah.
I think it's important to say, like, not everybody who's having children young and single is, like, a person who's trying to scam the welfare system or get everybody else to pay for their stuff.
Sure. But
there certainly is abuse, for sure.
Sure. Like, even if there is abuse, again, you know, and I think we hear a lot of people even call into Free Talk Live and say, it's like, oh, we need to put these people to work. You know, they're getting free money and all this stuff. You know, a big buzzword also that I hear going around is incrementalism. Let's do things incrementally. Like I said earlier, tell you what, if I'm going to give in to some kind of incrementalism, stop all the wars first, then talk to me about stopping these welfare programs.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
First we stop killing people.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah.
In many ways, the biggest welfare program of all.
One program's keeping people alive, the other one's killing.
And
you stop the one that's killing everybody, and then we can start talking about the
other. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Maybe these social welfare programs put people in a psychological prison out of which it is extraordinarily difficult to break.
Yeah,
and
I think that's true.
They limit their earnings to the point that they're never going to reach the potential that they could reach and thus become burdens on the rest of us, and that therefore the Republicans, as callous as they may sound in this, and it's certainly I do not want to minimize how callous this sounds, are right. Like, I just don't. Let me go on with what I got here and just see how
one,
much it.
One quick point, though. Corporate welfare. If we talk about the military.
I think that's always fair to talk about. When you talk about welfare, let's talk about corporate
welfare. Corporate welfare dwarfs social welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really important to point out.
No more or less debilitating. Right?
Absolutely.
Corporations that become dependent on government programs.
Absolutely. It's the same concept.
They become a mess.
Same exact concept.
So he says, is it he or she now?
He.
Okay, technically it's a he.
What's the name?
Alfred W. Evans.
Alfred, 56-year-old.
Al. Just call him Al.
Al, the 21-year-old female from Texas. first, put me in charge of Medicaid. Okay, this is we already did the Medicaid here. Put me in charge of government housing. Ever live in military barracks? You'll keep your property clean in a good state of repair. Your home will be subject to inspections anytime, and your possessions will be inventoried. If you want a plasma TV or an Xbox 360, then...
Get a job.
Get a job. Or
get
your own place. Yeah. Who? Alfred.
Alfred was.
Who are we going to pay to go around and inspect these people's houses?
Oh, well, he was in the military, so he probably thinks this is quite normal.
But he solved it. You know, get a job, and he's going to create the jobs for you. Right.
We're going to put drill sergeants, government welfare recipients.
Well, he actually does.
Paycheck recipients.
He actually does say in the letter to the editor that welfare recipients should be required to work somewhere, even if it's at a government created job. So I don't think that's much better than just giving people money. You're also creating a job where they potentially have power and hurt people, you know, use the power of the government to bureaucratize stuff and potentially terrorize people.
One of the things I wonder about that is I imagine most of the recipients of government welfare that are actually not working, and I'm not talking about unemployment insurance, which you pay for when you're in a job. I'm talking about sort of assistance. Are female, and the question is if you take a mom, tell mom, look, you got to work, then she's got to put the kid in a babysitting program. Who's going to run the babysitting program but another one of the moms at wherever, you know, the housing project is or whatever? Do I want that? I mean, I don't think I want that. I don't know what I want, but it's a big mess to say, well, you got to work. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on the subject? Is it callous? Does it make sense? You tell me. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.